Hello, this is Jane Golden, Executive Director of Mural Arts Philadelphia. I'm here today to tell you about Mary Ann McClintock. Mary Ann McClintock was a feminist and an abolitionist, and she lived from 1800 to 1884. Quaker activist Mary Ann McClintock was a founding member of the Philadelphia Female Anti-Slavery Society, alongside Lucretia Mott. She lived in Philadelphia with her husband, Thomas McClintock, a pharmacist and fellow abolitionist, for 17 years. She was considered a minister and leader in the Quaker community. In 1836, she and her husband moved to Waterloo, New York, where the McClintocks joined a network of Quaker abolitionists, and in 1842 became founding members of the Western New York Anti-Slavery Society. In addition to her work as an abolitionist, McClintock was an organizer of the first Women's Rights Convention and hosted planning meetings for the women's rights movement in her home in Waterloo. Alongside Elizabeth Cady Stanton and several others, McClintock drafted the Declaration of Sentiments and helped plan the 1848 Seneca Falls Convention. Elizabeth Cady Stanton later said in a meeting at the McClintock's house that spurred the Declaration of Sentiments, quote, "I poured out that day the torrent of my long accumulating discontent with such vehemence and indignation that I stirred myself, as well as the rest of the party, to do and dare anything." End of quote. Clearly, Mary Ann McClintock was a hero, inspiring, tenacious, and she knew that this world deserved to be more just and humane, and she did whatever it took to get there.